cook that. And they say it is delicious.
But you've never tried that?
No, I haven't. None of my family never did.
I'm going to try that. That sounds good.
But they say it is good.
But that's all you put in it then?
That's all.
And what would you eat it with, would you?
The cornbread and the corn and the soup, you know, the where you cook the turnip.
Would you eat it with the soup or would you?
Uh-huh. Mash it up in it. And my husband and his daddy and my daddy always, you know, took soup from peas and turnips and collards and mashed up cornbread in it, you know, with a fork and ate that.
Well, what do you call that stuff, that soup from the...
A pot soup or pot liquor. It's called pot liquor.
Have you ever seen a kind of a thing that it's a kind of cornmeal and you cook it in a deep pan and it comes out soft, you know, and you dish it out on your plate?
Cornmeal mush. No, I've got a recipe for it, but I've never seen it. But evidently they used it years ago.
But you do have a recipe for it. Well, how do you think you'd make it? Just
mix it up soft.
Would that be runny or would it be solid?
It'd be runny. You mean when it was mixed up?
When it was made, when you served it.
It'd be so like grits.
Like grits?
Uh-huh, so like grits. But I've never eaten it or seen it. But they undoubtedly used to serve it a long time ago. I imagine they did that when they couldn't get grits, you know, and didn't have rice.
Just use it like that?
Use it as in the place of rice or grits. I'm sure that's what it was used for. It's called cornmeal mush.
Now, you know, there's a lot of difference in homemade bread and...
store-bought bread.
Have you ever cooked something in deep fat? You fry it in deep fat and has a hole in the center?
Donut.
Do you ever cook those?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
and I make cornbread like that, too.
Well, now, is there any other name for it? In any other shape or any other way of making it besides that?
Donut, you mean?
Yes, sir.
Not that I know of.
Well, if
you know what a donut is?
What's a donut?
A hole with a ring around it.
Well, you mix up the dough to make that thing.
Uh-huh.
Well, now, what would happen if you just took the dough and dipped it out with a spoon, you know, without making a hole to put the ring around
it? A feather.
Is that what that would be?
Uh-huh.
Now, how would you cook that?
Well, just like that. You just fry it.
Would it flatten out?
You're talking about a pancake, aren't you?
Well, now tell me what a fritter is first.
Well, a lot of people use fritters. You can make, if you have any potatoes left over, you can mash them up with a little flour and egg and salt. Just a little bit of milk in there and fry it.
Well, is that sweet?
Uh-uh.
Not
and sweet. See, that's a way to use your leftover potatoes, or you can use, just make a fritters out of it.
Would you fry that in deep fat, or?
Well, just like you'd fry an egg, just that amount of fat.
Right. Well, now, what was that other thing you said? You asked me if I was talking about.
Pancake.
Now tell me what that is.
Well, it's what you eat with syrup.
Well, now, so you make
it. You mix it up with you take flour and you cook in fat and egg and some milk and mix it up to a pouring constituency and then dip it out in by spoonfuls into just a small, well, you just oil your baking pan one time, your frying pan one time, and fry it.
So that would be made out of wheat flour?
Mm-hmm. Not whole wheat, but the white flour. Well, you could make whole wheat if you wanted to, I just never seen it.
Well, if you went to the store, you'd buy two